pass through the massive concrete and iron gates and leave behind the dusty, crowded streets of Baghdad. Ahead stretches a wide avenue that passes in front of large office buildings, expansive parks, sumptuous villas surrounded by rose gardens and neatly trimmed hedges. It looks like a planned community for the wealthy. It's the world of Saddam Hussein's family and loyal associates. For U.S. Captain Edward Balanco, it is a world of excess and hidden treasures.
One of our guys just found it, just was looking for a chainsaw out in a shed and moved a concrete stone and pulled out a metal case and opened it up, and there were brand new bills, $100 bills, and each one had $4 million in it. And then we found it, and then so he kind of uncovered one stone, uncovered another stone, and on and on and on.
In all, the soldiers have found more than $650 million. The money has been airlifted to Kuwait for safekeeping. The compound extends over about 12 square kilometers. Its main feature is an expansive white stone building sitting behind an iron gate and topped with 3 7-meter-high busts of Saddam Hussein wearing the helmet of the legendary Arab warrior Saladin. Passing under a stone archway that dissects an expansive park nearby is another complex of a dozen buildings the soldiers believe was the playground of Saddam Hussein's much-feared son, Uday. A cruise missile destroyed much of the villa, which Captain Balanco says the U.S. military believes was used by Uday.
We found photo albums in there. He had Cuban cigars that were handcrafted for him with a little label around it, you know, that said Havana, Cuba, handcrafted for Uday Saddam Hussein. There were guest book registries of who had visited the place. A lot of other things we found, about 40 pairs of Oakley sunglasses, at least the cases of them. We found pictures of cars he had ordered off the internet.
He says the soldiers who entered it after the war found stockpiles of drugs, including AZT, which is used to battle the AIDS disease, as well as heroin and marijuana. Another building housed a dental clinic. A bunker was still smoldering, one of many that dotted the complex. U.S. soldiers exploring a larger villa nearby uncovered tunnels that led to the nearby Tigris River. Some other tunnels have yet to be explored. Another house in the compound is believed to have been used by Saddam Hussein's uncle, Ali Hassan Majid. Photos of him with his children sit on a mantle behind a downstairs fireplace. He was known as Chemical Ali for his role in the gas attack on Iraqi Kurds in the 1980s. He was put in charge of defending the south of Iraq during the war. On the second floor, reached by a sweeping marble staircase, women's clothes were strewn around a small dressing area and jewelry cases ripped open as if the person who lived there had left in a hurry. American soldiers were busy packing them up and carrying them off to a large truck outside. In another villa surrounded by neatly trimmed hedges, U.S. soldiers have pushed aside the oriental carpets and laid out their camping gear on the living room's marble floors. Army officer Tim Cattell just shakes his head.
I couldn't believe how much money they actually poured into this place. It was a reality check, just seeing the people, how they lived, and, you know, how Saddam and his family just took all the money and, you know, made life so much better for their family.
Over his shoulder, a portrait of Uday on horseback dominates a gilded mirrored frame. Captain Balanco says the compound also contained housing for army officers and a stash of weapons.
We're still inventorying them, but thousands and thousands of weapons, of AK-47s, RPGs, grenades. These are MP5s, a very good European weapon made by HK from Germany. Thousands and thousands and thousands of AK-47s. If I had to guess, I'd say 80,000 weapons, just right in this area. Not in this immediate compound, but probably within 2 square miles.
Captain Balanco says the drugs and weapons have been removed. The clothes, toys, furniture, and other items are being shipped to a central warehouse where they will be sorted and distributed to the needy. Lori Kastman, VOA News, Baghdad.